I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Middle of the day show. I wanted to wait and just kind of get the news from Shanahan and pre-practice presser and kind of all those things, which we did just get through, and I'm going to update you on who's in, who's out, all that fun stuff. This is episode 1209 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. I just want to say thank you for helping my dream become a reality, man. I never even dreamt about doing this, but just got really lucky and fell into it because of you guys. And I appreciate all the support, all the hashtag CCs for the countdown crew. What's up, Matt? Hey, Tim. Hey, Mike. We got a lot of fun people here. So today's show is going to be about a couple things. One, updating just on kind of the situation for a lot of different 49ers. CMC, Juwan Jennings, Yetur Gross-Matos, D. Winters, Chris Hubbard, new addition to the roster, all these different ones. But, you know, the last 2 days, with it being a short week, Monday night football game, and then going straight to, you know, we're traveling, you know, alongside the team. We're going to be there in Minnesota hosting all of our 49ers Rush events. It's a short week. So, man, the past 2 days, it's just been grinding tape. And I loved it. I absolutely love it. But there's so many things, you know, that's up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. Every offensive play, every defensive play, every special teams play, it's up, got to be up there before tomorrow. We'll have it all done before we fly out Friday morning. But, man, there's just so many just little takeaways that are in my notes that I'm just like, man, we got to talk about this on the show. We just got to. I did the live show with Wayne over on his channel this morning. If you missed that, go check that out, the Wayne Breezy. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., I'll be live with Ant from 49ers Cutback again on my channel and his channel, both. Subscribe to both, as always. What's up, RTP? I'm excited. Dancing. She says, hashtag CC, woohoo. Still riding high from Monday. I think we all have to be. 32 teams in the NFL all had hope. And half of them got slashed down to 16. Now, there's still some hope for sure for lots of different teams. This week, you got the Vikings. We'll preview that starting tomorrow, and then we'll do our entire, you know, scouting report, whatever show. That's coming up. So stay tuned for that. But, like, they're 1-0 too, and they got hope. And I'm telling you, Vikings fans are going to be showing up. That's what they do, and that's okay. We'll see. We haven't won there in a long time. 1992 was the last time that we won, the 49ers won in Minnesota. It's been a minute, way back since Steve Young days. So we'll see. Yatsik, my man, he says, hey, Faithful, no CMC next week either, week three. We don't know that. So let's CMC's limited today. He said in the locker room, his mindset, his mentality is he's ready to go. I know media and a lot of fans want to make, you know, kind of, oh, but it's turf field. What do we want to do? That don't matter. That does not, yeah, every single player wants to play on natural grass. And yeah, the Vikings are at a dome. Rams, yeah, kind of carport dome-ish, but still turf. So I don't think that really affects the decision-making process. It's, man, how's it feel? And with a machine like Christian McCaffrey, if you don't feel right, don't go. You don't have to push it. You know, I'm going to continue to bark up this tree. Look, man, the divisional games are everything. The divisional games are everything. So if there's just a slight, you're not sure, this ain't the game. It's an NFC game, so it's worth way more than the Jets, for sure. But no. You win the division, that's what it's about. If you're not sure, just rest. We've got guys behind you right now. We've got Jordan Mason. We've got Isaac Garrido, who gets a full week of practice at that backup role. We've got Patrick Taylor Jr. We've got Keyshawn Vaughn on the practice squad. Those guys can handle the workload. Are any of them CMC? No. Jordan Mason went out there 147 yards rushing. Beast. He's so violent. He's awesome. But he's still not CMC. Nobody is. He's offensive player of the year for a reason. Borderline Hall of Famer. Now, yeah, we want to get him back, but it's not something to rush, right? It's not something to play with. That's what it is. Appreciate you. And Jason says, you know, I had to bench McCaffrey. See, I had Jordan Mason in my league, so I just swapped him out, still won my league. I think I needed him to get 12 points to win in my home league. Sure enough, that took place, so I got that one. So what's up, Stoic? Appreciate you, man. Mike, is Pooney the best O-lineman from the draft? After one game? We shall see. I don't know. Joe Alt shut down Max Crosby pretty good. I was watching that matchup as much as I could. And, yeah, Joe Alt, that dude was the real deal for the Chargers. He put it on him. So, but we'll see. We need a lot more tape. But he's in conversation. And, you know, it's so funny. Go back to when we were preparing for the draft and mock draft and all those things. Everybody's just O-line, 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 O-line. Well, you got an O-lineman in the third round that, goodness, if you redrafted right now, would be a back end of the first round, early second round pick, period. That's just what it is. He's proved to everybody. Quinnen Williams, check mark, no issues. Three different times in the film, and I show it, he's blocking two guys at once. That dude belonged. Was it a perfect game? No. But golly, he was good. He gave up one hurry. That's it. One hurry. Dominique Pooney is for real. And I'm going to say this again. This is in my notes. This is number one of my notes. Colton McKivitz was good. He was good. Consistently good. He had two bad plays the whole game. Two bad plays. That's it. Now, those two bad plays were bad. And this, you know, it's weird. I'm like getting the PTSD from back whenever I would do the McGlinchey shows. And it's like, man, like he had 50 good snaps. He had two bad snaps. And those two bad snaps, he got, you know, the quarterback killed. But man, Colton McKivitz gave up one hurry and one quarterback hit. So two pressures total. Just a few bad plays. But I think personally, he is already better than Mike McGlinchey. And I know somebody's like, yeah, who cares? Everybody's better. Mike McGlinchey's getting paid like $20+ million every year. McKivitz getting paid like four. So big difference, and you're getting better play, improvement play. And I think as soon as he got somebody more reliable next to him, that helped. That helped because it's the same thing as the Aaron Banks effect with Trent Williams. Dominique Pooney's helping everybody out. He helped out Jake Brindle like three or four times. Brindle had probably one of his worst games I've seen ever. Maybe not his worst, one of the worst. Brindle was terrible. Ugh. Anyway, I'll dive more in that in just a quick second. So, updates on practice. Christian McCaffrey is limited. They came out and said there's no conversations, not even entertaining the idea of putting him on IR. So you're talking one or two more games. I personally, if you were to ask me, I don't think Christian McCaffrey plays this week. That's just me. I have no inside information. Don't ever want inside information. Just what it is. Save him for the Rams personally. Juwan Jennings is also limited with the ankle on the non-hip drop call. Yeter Grosmatos still not practicing. D Winner still not practicing, which means Sam Mukwanu, who played really, really well being called up for the practice squad, probably another candidate. I think Hufanga, that's a little bit of a possibility. Like, Initially, I thought week three, Rams, Hufanga. I don't know. I think that could be a spot. I think we could have him back. And again, Chris Hubbard signed back to the practice squad. Garvin, the defensive end, they cut him from the practice squad. I think after Robert Beal Jr. only got six snaps, but was decent. Not bad. Not good. But decent. Not a liability. And Sam Ekwonu showing, man, that dude could play. How many snaps did Ekwonu get? Because I thought this was – he out-snapped, obviously, Robert Beal. Robert Beal got six snaps. Sam Ekwonu got 14. Sam Ekwonu, 67.7 grade, two solo run stops. Robert Beal, 57.8 grade, no tackles. No, he had assisted tackle. That's where that was. So anyway, that's where we are just with all of the – this person's up, this person's down, this person's all that stuff. That's kind of where it is. CMC's limited. Not going on IR. Juwan Jennings limited. Yetur, D. Winners did not are not practicing today. You brought back Chris Hubbard. Just an extra little D line depth there. So that's kind of where we are. Oh, what's up, NVIDIA? Watching some 49ers rush before class starts. Don't get me in trouble now. I don't want the teacher calling me down. Randy Taylor, appreciate that. Pootie Power, love this. This is awesome. What's up, Mike? Hey, Sean, how we doing, guys? Kevin, he says, what a step up. Go from playing the Giants to the 49ers. That's well said, Kevin. You know, you go from playing, in my opinion, the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, and a roster that's not bad, but it ain't good anywhere. They've got a very good defensive line, the Giants. They got Malik Nabers, and that's it. I would argue probably the second worst running back room in the NFL next to the Dallas Cowboys. There's a lot of specialty type tool wide receivers. Nobody really special outside of Malik Nabers. Defensively, corners, safeties, linebackers, just meh. They got a good D-line, though. I don't think they're poorly coached. I don't think they're quality coached, though. I know Daboll gets a lot out of people, but that was just, ooh. That was gross, man. What's up, my man Josh? Happy belated birthday, my friend. Yatsik. So as JP has to be spelled, Kyle has to let other running backs run the play. I do agree there. You know, it's been widely documented how Jordan Mason received the most carries ever from a Kyle Shanahan running back in his first start ever. And there was one point where they did put in Isaac Garendo, but then there was like a timeout, and then they pulled him right back out. Debo got a lot of snaps, but I don't want Debo getting all those running back snaps. I want him staying at wide receiver. I would rather you bring in Isaac Garendo, give him an opportunity. Now, he got three snaps when you kneeled the ball out, Garendo the rookie, but he's had all week to practice. So get him some reps. Just have like 2 to 3 plays that you just look, man. When we're going to call you in, this is the play in the second quarter. This is your play in the fourth quarter. Like, that's simple. I don't think Kyle Shanahan really operates that way because he's such a my scheme guy. But, like, it's time to let this dude get his feet wet. And if not, go with Patrick Taylor. Everybody's safe with Patrick Taylor. He's going to do the job. He's going to do the job. So,
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams' 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win, so it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? it's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, it doesn't matter, that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
You can't just sit on one guy that much. And I mean, Mason's a beast and he's punishing. Whew, man. Rick Diaz. He says, Chapman, it's 3:20 here in Chicago afternoon. I wish it was Sunday already. Can't wait to see the 49ers play. I'm pumped, man. What do you want? Like, you get this awesome test, right? 1-0 on 1-0. You got Sam Darnold, who's got a lot to prove, going against the best wide receiver in the NFL. The Jets dominated. I'm used to Sam Darnold wearing that ugly green, and we played the Jets. So that's my fault. But, like, they won 28-6. You gave up two field goals. Like, you win by 22 points in the NFL. That is a rear-end quality whooping. That ain't close. That is domination. So, you know, these guys, they're coming off ready. They think they're the real deal. And that's the thing, the hope. What's Red say? Hope's a dangerous thing. I can't do the quality Morgan Freeman accent. Drive a man insane in here. Without hope, it ain't worth living. So we'll see what that is, what that looks like for the 49ers. Now, I do want to say this, and again, I haven't even touched my notes, but I'm going to. And there was a clip that I didn't get to play last episode. Shout out to Juan Salas for getting this one. Fred Warner was asked about Jordan Mason and said, like, were you shocked or were you surprised by his physicality, how he played, any of those types of things? One of my favorite clips just from the press conferences this week, this Fred Warner.
I mean, I know it sounds silly, but I truly do expect that of him. You know, I love the fact that Jordan, he trained here this offseason, you know, chose to train here with, you know, me and some of the other linebackers, Flynn and Curtis. And, you know, we compete here, you know, even in the offseason. I saw him with a different mindset that, you know, he was going to be ready for his moment when it did come. All training camp, he got a lot of reps, obviously, with Christian out. And, you know, you mentioned it. Even though I'm not tackling him to the ground, I can still feel the physicality and seeing it throughout the preseason. He was ready for his moment, and I'm so happy for him and you know, being able to continue to grow in the system.
The commitment, like, okay, 49ers culture is talked about a lot, and whenever you have eight captains and you've got eight all pros all across this thing, like, it makes sense because There are guys who have done it at the highest of high levels and have had so much success in the NFL. None more than Fred Warner. Like, you could argue, you got Patrick Mahomes. Then, like, who's the next highest up over their position? Trent Williams, maybe. Maybe you can talk Christian McCaffrey. Maybe that's Fred Warner. But across the whole NFL, like, maybe it's Justin Jefferson who we're going to see this week. But, like, the gap between Fred Warner and number two, it's gigantic. Be here. Work here. Get better here on this field. This is what we do. Train here. And whenever you have guys that buy into that, the talent was always there for JP. Like, everybody knew. I was screaming from the mountaintops when we got him on the practice squad. And it just was a matter of time. There was, I can't do this. He can't do that. He can't do this. He's not there. No, he's there. He is there. And dude needs to play. Period. Period. Now, I want to go back to the offensive line. Pooney was amazing. McKivitz, I thought McKivitz was great. If I could get that same game from McKivitz all the time, I'd sign up right now. He was so great in the run game. Right here, highest graded offensive rookie in week one. Thank you, Niners Nation. 79.1 Dominic Pooney. That's how good he was. Number one highest rated from PFF. That's huge. Now, the offensive line, Danton, she says, worried about Banks. Already hurt again. Calf issue. The good news is, when Spencer Burford came in, that dude was for real, man. He got 16 snaps. He came in kind of fourth quarter. It's the best I've ever seen him play. It's the best I've ever seen Spencer Burford play. He had the highest pass block grade of any offensive lineman, including Dominic Pooney. He had 79.3. Waylaid Jermaine Johnson, their best defensive lineman, not named Quinnen Williams. He's a Pro Bowler last year. Like, he killed this dude. He just totally. I put it out there on Twitter if you ain't seen it. Eric put it up on Instagram. Like, he leveled this grown man. He's got a family. So my faith in here, I'll say this: if Banks is hurt, sit out. Banks playing hurt is bad for business. He's in a contract year. It's bad for the 49ers. Banks is tough as hell, and he'll stay out there and he'll play because he's a team dude, but it's not what the team needs. Not when you have depth. And we have depth with Spencer Burford, Ben Bartsch, even got Nick Sakel. Like, we've got depth at the interior guard spot. What we don't need is Banks being all world and I'm going to play through it. I don't care. Injuries, whatever. That we can't have. We can't have. Can't have that. So if Banks is hurt, I'm not too concerned. I just do not want Banks to ever play if he's not 100%. That's kind of where I'm at. What's up, Big Papa? The man. The man. But yeah, Spencer Burford was awesome. Trent's Trent. Like, you know, like, it's crazy. Just how good Trent Williams is on a consistent. Was he perfect? No. And that's the thing. I think people, especially in today's kind of society, well, if you're the best, you never make mistakes. Trent made mistakes in this game. He didn't give up a pressure, but like one of the goal line runs on the with Jordan Mason completely missed his block and got a tackle for loss just because of Trent Williams. Like, he was good. He was great. Like, you're not upset by the way he played. But it's not like it was just absolutely perfect. He had an 81.6 score, which is low for him. That's Pro Bowl level, but that's low for him. He put several dudes into the ground, lots of pancakes, lots of those under pulls and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's there. 49ers just officially announced Jonathan Garvin has been released. Chris Hubbard has been added. No news there. We talked about it earlier, but the official move just took place according to NFL.com. So that is there. Now, stick it with Trent. This is two clips spliced together. Thank you, Juan Solis, the Godfather. Just how he showed up and how the team played and how he wasn't really shocked, but some of the things kind of did stand out to him. This is Trent Williams.
We got great leaders in this locker room. And we got people who follow the leaders, and you know, we got leaders that echo what the coaches are preaching. So I walked in, I'm like, damn, everybody is like, laser focus, everybody flying around. It's like not a lot of joking going on. It's like we got a lot of new players in the locker room that's already playing at San Francisco, you know, at what we expect around here. So, you know, looked at all the young guys and the draft and just like, damn, you know, obviously we had a good roster last year. I didn't know that they could improve it, but I mean, in my opinion, we improved, you know, and those guys are playing their butts off.
There we go. Loved it. Like, this team's better. And I know Christian McCaffrey's not out there. And yeah, Ayuk definitely didn't have a strong performance in his first game back from the holdout. That's the difference. There's a big difference between Ayuk holding out and Trent holding out. And the way they responded is completely different as well. No doubt about this. What's up? We got the notorious GAV in the house. He says, as Kyle Juszczyk's advocate and wise man, I'm here to tell the chat to acknowledge Juice. That's what's up. Kyle Juszczyk, unbelievable. Just what he does in such a small sample size. He got some of the most snaps he's had. He got 40 snaps. I want to look at this. I want to go back and look at his snap counts. Is it going to let me do this on here? Yeah, here, let me change this. He got 40 snaps. Last year, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four times all year, including the playoffs and Super Bowl run, did Kyle Juszczyk get over 40 snaps. All of last year. That's it. So I'd absolutely love seeing the amount that he was out there. And he was effective, whether as a blocker, and the passing game, just clutch, run game, of course, just clutch, just all the way across the board. He had the highest run blocking grade by a lot, 86.7. Trent Williams was second with an 81.1. Just an absolute beast. And so, you know, only two pass blocking snaps. You always send them out on the routes. And that catch was just awesome. Juice had five targets too, though, right, Chappers? Let me open up my other one. Here we go. Quit moving. There we go. Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk had three targets, two catches for 40. I think one of those targets that he had was wiped off by a penalty. So officially, he only had three targets and two catches. So that's where we go there. Now, he was throwing the ball a few times, but they were called back with penalties. And I think we took a penalty that they did, and so we took the penalty over the play. And so it wiped out a couple of those. So that's kind of where that is. And yeah, man, I like this Niners Nation. We still got a lot of guys coming. CMC, we ain't seen yet this year. Greenlaw's coming late. Hufanga's coming soon. Feliciano's coming after week four. Pearsall's after week four. Kalia Davis after probably week six or seven. Like, you've already got kind of built in your reserves. Now, the negative, some of those, Davis counts, Pearsall counts, Feliciano, Huff. No, Huff doesn't count. But Greenlaw does. That's four of your return from IR candidates that are already predetermined. You only get eight. So you've already got four of those. That's the bad news. So which means there's only four more players that can be put on IR that you're going to pull off. You get a couple more in the playoffs. 49ers ran out of those 2 years ago. Last year, we didn't really use any. But reserves are coming. The 49ers are not at their best. And the fact that you can, you know, start stacking some of those wins early on, that's what's up. What's up, Sonia? How we doing? Yeah, and D Winners, Gross Matos, I do not expect them. Today's not even a full practice. So typically, every single NFL week, Wednesday's your first full-out practice, hardest practice of the week. Sometimes you ramp it up if you traveled. Wednesday, you take it a little bit lighter, and then Thursday's your hardest practice. Then Friday's kind of your 50-50 walkthrough. Saturday's all mental reps. And then you play Sunday. Well, because we're coming off of Monday and we got travel, Kyle Shanahan said today's just walkthrough. Like, we're doing a 50%. Thursday's going to be the only full-on, all-out 100% practice. So just one day this week. So, yeah, it's kind of different. So the fact that D Winners and Gross Matos are not even out there for the light part of practice, they're just saying, you guys are chill. You guys are just chill. So that's where they are. What's up, Rusty? How we doing, man? I love it. Chris Stone, Joe the Jet Perry, Tom Rathman, Juice, a fine legacy. Let's make Kyle a 10-year man. I'm with you. He's only signed through year 9. So you would have to extend him. They did the pay cut. So for this year and next year, Kyle Juszczyk's safe unless he wants to retire. But, man, we got to get him one more year because this is year 8 for the 49ers. Next year's year 9. You got to get him one more year. One more year. That is three of the best fullbacks in the history of the league. Incredible. Josh, Demo is elite. He sure as hell is, man. Now, just off my notes, he did struggle with his run fits from the nickel spot. Great at his run fits from the outside corner spot. Whenever he kicked inside, he was undercutting a little too much and missed several different gap fills. The good news, you got Fred Warner, 5'4", the beast flying around behind you. He corrected him every time. And that's kind of the way it goes, right? Like, when you're nickel, you're the first line of defense. A lot of times, the linebacker has to make the nickel right. The safety has to make the linebacker right. So my gap, or I might be the alley player or the force or the backside pursuit guy, whatever. If the guy in front of you messes up, I correct. I go to where he's supposed to go. Back always corrects the front. That's what it is. And so with the nickel on a perimeter defender in the run game, with the run fits, Demo was off. I'm going to be honest. Now, the effort and the consistency and the violence kind of made up for a lot of that. And Fred Warner, it's the bandage that fixes all boo-boos behind him. That's huge. But I did walk away thinking Demo is elite. That dude's getting paid out the wazoo. Amazing play to force the interception to DFF. Congrats to DFF making a play. But Demo's fine. I'm not concerned about him. It was a glaring, repeated issue. I counted three different times where it was like, that's not where you're supposed to go. You read that wrong. So he's got to get a little bit more feel for the nickel. He's got the feel for the outside. But if he can keep that versatile piece going for the 49ers, that's what they want. That's what they want. What's up, Sin? Johnchi says, I just got back from that fantastic game. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, we got the Tom Rathman GOAT. Man, I wonder who Tom Rathman's amazing. I love Tom Rathman. He was there at the game. He was firing people up on the mic and, you know, did the horn and all that stuff. That was cool this week. I don't know who the best is. Joe Perry, whenever he retired, led the NFL in rushing. Now, the fullback back then is different. I don't know. Well, what's up, JC? How we doing, man? Always good to see you. Always good to see you. Right here, Notorious, he says, next year, Juice is $6 million against the cap. We pay that to Brock and company. I'm doubtful. And the Notorious GAV is, he's the diehard fullback expert. So I will defer. I hope we find a way. Dave, what's up, brother? He says, that still hurts. Didn't need to use all the IR spots last year and still came up short in the Super Bowl. Damn injuries caught up to us finally. Now, we talk about injuries. Listen to this. The Los Angeles Rams, I have to put their city name in front of it because it changes all the time because they're not consistent because they bail on their fan bases over and over again. The Los Angeles, that's where they're at right now, if you didn't know. They're in Los Angeles. They're not in all the other places they've been, like Missouri, you know, all those things. So anyway, Los Angeles Rams, they're down 6 starters. They're down 3 starters on their offensive line. Listen to this. Puka Nacua, IR. Steve Avila, IR. Joe Noteboom, IR. Tyler Higbee, PUP. Alaric Jackson, suspended. Darius Williams, IR. So 3 out of 5 of their linemen are out. Their number one wide receiver is out. And yes, he is their number one wide receiver. Cooper Kupp is the number two. But whenever Puka's out, Kupp then slides back into that Cooper Kupp role that he used to have. So yeah, you've got your center and both tackles gone, your tight end, you've got your corner and your number one wide receiver. So yeah, injuries happen all across the NFL. But you got to win your division. And man, injuries are piled up. By the way, guess what we play next week? It's the Rams. And so all those guys are not playing against the 49ers. Does that mean the game's over? No. Does that mean it's a lock? No. But I'll tell you this right now. The Rams are looking over at the 49ers situation going, man, I wish we had it like them. That's what it is. Now, if you want to go to that game, we are giving away 2 tickets, baby. 49ers at Ram, week 3, down in SoFi. Entries are $20 a piece or 3 for $50. Every single penny that is brought in goes to my buddy Gabe. His 2-year-old son was diagnosed with leukemia, so it's going to a good cause. Win some tickets. Comes with a pink tailgate parking pass, the only place that you can tailgate at SoFi. All of this together it comes out to a considerable amount of money. It's like $1,200 package, all of it together. So all you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams, the 49ersrush.com/Rams. Get your tickets. I'm announcing that tomorrow on the show live, the John and Ant show. So there's still time to enter, but you're running out of time. So this is the last time you're going to hear from me about this. And we'll give away those tickets live on air. It's always fun. Hopefully they show up and we can, you know, it's just fun to encompass that. So anyway, that's what's coming up there. Now let's go to, here's what I want to talk about. You know, you've got a lot of stuff going on the defensive line and kind of with just what we got a lot of money there, but the defense has been really, really, really good. I thought it was by far a great defense. You had those two touchdown drives that were kind of like, man, they just converted third down after third down after third down. They just couldn't sustain it. Here's Kyle talking about how he felt the defense played.
Yeah, I was really happy watching the D from the sidelines. I mean, I thought they were running and hitting. That's the thing that jumps out the most. They got a few big plays on us and a couple drives that got them moving. But for the most part, I thought we were winning most of the downs and gave up a couple big ones that we got to clean up. But I was real impressed with our defense today.
They handled their business. They really, really did. And there's quite a few guys where it was just like, okay, obviously we always talk about Fred Warner. He looked like defensive player of the year type guy. He was that good. Consistently that good. Just Fred Warner is freaking unbelievable. He's so stinking good. Bosa, clean, amazing versus the run, understands team defense, motor's incredible. Really, really enjoyed that. The defensive tackles, I was so pleased. Malik Collins is him. Malik Collins is so good. And I thought Jordan Elliott, he splashed. Didn't play a lot. The rotation was quite interesting, to be honest with you, defensively. So if we're just looking at snap counts, here we go. Let's do it this way. So if we're just looking at snap counts for the defensive tackles, Malik Collins had the most with 37. Javon Hargrave had second most with 32. Kevin Givens, 18. Jordan Elliott, 15. That was it, right? So it seems like your starters are out there for two series, and then your Bravo group comes in for one series, starters two, Bravo one, starters two, Bravo. Like, that's kind of the rotation, which is cool. As long as you stay healthy there until Kalia Davis comes back, you got to be happy. And I'll be honest with you, the lowest rated defensive tackle we have, not surprised, Javon Hargrave. Film showed that too. He's the only one that can get zero penetration. He gets none. He had one pressure, did have two solo stops. The thing that Hargrave showed me that we didn't see last year, incredible motor. He was making plays out on the perimeter, screens, all kinds of stuff. So Hargrave's motor's great. It's just like the power. He went up against John Simpson, their worst offensive lineman, had no success. Kevin Givens and what's his name came in? Jordan Elliott. Both pushed the dude backwards. So, like, I don't know what's happening. I know it's the plugger role. It's a little bit different. But, like, it's not like he's playing bad. But if you're asking me of the four defensive tackles, Hargrave's last. Doesn't mean he should have less snaps. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just, like, I am so pleased. It would go, here's the order. And it's very simple. Malik Collins, Jordan Elliott, Kevin Givens, Javon Hargrave. That's your four tackle. Now, if you can get Hargrave back to getting some pressure and penetration and disruption instead of just being an all-out, like, man, his hustle, it's awesome. And so I don't want anybody to walk away from this being like, man, Hargrave sucks. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying it looks different whenever he's out there. His effort is off of the charts. Rusty, my man, he says, shaking my head, you know, Hargrave reminds me of wasting money on Ford. We'll see. You know, if he stays at this level, yes, he's probably going to get cut after this year. At some point, you've got to start making plays. You get $20+ million a year. But we'll see. I do like the depth there, though. I feel a lot better about it. Defensive end-wise, good Lord. Nick, again, back to the snap count. You know, Nick Bosa played 48 out of 51 snaps. He came out for like one or two plays and was back out there. That dude is playing unreal football right now. Leonard Floyd, 34 out of 51 snaps. So he took 16 plays off, 17 plays off. I'm smart. I can add. I can subtract. I can do this, Dad. 17 plays off there. You got to drop way down. Sam Aquanu, 14. Robert Beal, 6. Robert Beal didn't look bad. Sam Aquanu looked good. Leonard Floyd looked amazing, man. It's weird to say. I don't know. Let me think. I'm going to play this clip about Kyle talking about Leonard Floyd. I'm going to think about this before I say it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. No, his motor's been, he's like that every day in practice. And especially for a guy like whatever year it is, 10th or something, to be able to go that hard in practice every day, I don't get how he can keep it up. I remember Staley, who was with him in Chicago and the Rams, telling us he was like that. You could always see it on tape. I mean, he's got such a good motor on tape, but he knows no other way. He loves playing football. He keeps it very simple. He likes to come out there every day. He goes hard as he can. And the games, we just cut him loose, and he kind of took over in that way. And I think he's a real inspiring guy to watch.
The thing that jumps off the tape most about Leonard Floyd is just the length. Maybe it's because he's got the white long sleeve arm sleeves, but whenever like he goes to tackle Aaron Rodgers or anybody and he just spreads his, like if I was to give him a nickname, it'd be the Commodore. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, just unbelievable. It's just Condor, whatever. I think I said it wrong, but whatever. Like the length is unbelievable. And the pairing of him and Bosa. Bosa forces, you know, Aaron Rodgers to flush the pocket and Leonard Floyd cleans it up. That was the sack, right? It's a complimentary piece. And I think that is one of the things that just we really haven't seen. The end opposite of Bosa. We saw it one game with Chase Young. And you remember everybody was like, oh, keep Chase Young, trade. You know, you got to let Brandon Ayuk walk. And then how quickly things change. But anyway, that's what everybody was saying, right? But man, I understand we get a lot of sacks or whatever. But if this defense can get that many three and outs plus forced turnovers, and stop the run, that's the thing. I got mad. I hit my thing too hard. Sorry about that. You stop the run. They had 31 yards rushing in the fourth quarter, like heading into the fourth quarter. That last drive kind of inflated their stats. But if you can't run the ball against this defense, you are screwed. You are screwed. And Leonard Floyd being that kind of ultimate, him and Bosa are just so different. They're just so different the way they play. But neither one of them is negative versus the run. They're both pass rushers, but they're plus run defenders. And I think that's huge. I think that's huge. Yeah, right here, Rusty. He said, I laughed whenever I saw Floyd slapped A-Rod on the ankle on the sack that he escaped. Yeah, he got there close, man. And Malik Collins is him. Throwing 300-pound dudes right out of the way. He's mean. Malik Collins is a mean man. Oh. Man, I love it. Now, we had a good week last week betting. We broke even, but that's okay. We had fun betting. And we're going to be posting our bets again this week. Hopefully, we're going to get back. We didn't lose anything, but we had a good time. And if you do bet, you know who you got to bet with.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit and MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
You know, we'll post all of our bets over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel that we do every week. I'm not betting this Thursday night game. I'm staying away from it. I have a couple axioms of bets. I never bet a Josh Allen game against the spread or for the spread or whatever because he's just too impossible to predict. And even though he might be up by a lot of points, he'll have 5 turnovers. And just those games are just too crazy. And I don't like betting divisional games too much either. So 2 strikes, I'm out. I'm staying away from the Thursday game personally. But for the rest of the week, we'll have all of our bets up, the49ersrush.com for Jerry Rice tier members and above. Now, three more things I want to talk about that are in my notes. And these are kind of things that perhaps other people aren't talking about or that I'm not seeing mentioned too much on social media or film breakdowns or whatever. Number one is Isaac Yiodel. Okay, our number three corner who comes in, you know, he doesn't play a whole lot. Let me see how many snaps he got. Isaac Yiodel got 39 out of 51 snaps. So he's out there, but he's not a starter, right? He only comes out there whenever they're in 11 personnel. I didn't think that he was amazing. I didn't think he was bad. He had a 70.3 grade. That's awesome. But he had a 78.1 tackling grade. He had four tackles, no missed tackles. It was so refreshing going through the film and just seeing our entire defense and not having a vulnerability against physical football play. Akello Witherspoon is the bane of my existence. Probably a great dude, but like I couldn't stand him on tape because he's just so soft. Rams just signed him, by the way, who we're going to be playing next week. And then we got Ambry Thomas, who's still on the team, but terrified of contact. And anytime a running back runs at him, he ducks his head, stares straight at the ground, dives, and hopes and prays. Isaac Yiodel ain't scared. Now, is he like a physical waylaying people out there? That's not what he is. But he's a form tackling, big bodied corner that has no qualms mixing it up in the pile. And it's just like one more of those just like, I don't know, just deficiencies that you just throw out the window. And it's like, man, fewer and fewer deficiencies are on this team. Just what is our culture? What is the 49ers about? They're Jordan Mason. They're George Kittle. They're Fred Warner. They're Dre Greenlaw. We're going to hit you in the damn mouth. And so whenever you have that, but you also have a guy that's scared to tackle, it's just like, And like, I don't know. I just having him out there. And I didn't even think he had a great game. He had, you know, four targets. He gave up two catches for 29 yards. 13 yards after the catch, didn't like that. One of the touchdowns was on him. He had one pass breakup. But it's just like, man, if we stop the run and that's our weak link in the pass coverage, which I actually think is pretty good there too, it's just nice. It fits. You know what I'm saying? And so I like Isaac Yiodel. And flip side, this one y'all going to cringe on. I should have said this on the Wayne show earlier today. I think Ronnie Bell played well. He got 13 snaps. He wasn't out there much. A lot of that's because Ayuk's not ready yet. But while he was out there, that dude was making an impact. Blocked incredibly well. You know, that's not usually what you want to go with a wide receiver. But he was out there doing his thing and blocking nonstop. Did he do anything in pass game? No. He ran a lot of clear out routes. And I love that. Like, look, dude, you're going to go in and you're going to be a distraction. Your job's to occupy the safety. You don't even got to turn around and look at the ball. You just run straight up this hash and make sure that safety stays with you. And then we hit the dig, the Juwan Jennings plays underneath him. And two of the big Juwan Jennings catches were because Ronnie Bell cleared everything out. And so know your role, play your part, be on special teams, block your rear end off when you're in there. That's a positive, especially now with Debo playing running back and wide receiver because there's no CMC. Ayuk playing bench and wide receiver because he's not ready because of the holdout. Like, those are the things. It's your – so I don't know. Like, I'm not a Ronnie Bell guy, but I'm telling you right now, the film says that was a plus game. His score wasn't great. I think he finished with a 54.2. He was our lowest rated offensive player out of 21. But he didn't affect the game in a negative way. In fact, he affected it in a positive way. So we'll see. Sonia, appreciate you, Sonia. She says, Ayuk still on a snap count for the Vikings game? Probably. The 49ers had a lot of offensive plays. 72. That's a lot. 72 offensive plays. And where is my man? Here we go. Let me filter this by snap count. There we go. Brandon Ayuk played 43 snaps. So he missed 29 snaps. I think if you get him to 50, 55, which is more typical, usually you get about 60 plays a game. 72 is a lot, but the Niners just, they held on to the ball. You look at the defense, they had 51 defensive snaps, 72, right? That's 21 snap difference. That's huge. That's a third more snaps. So, like, even if, you know, we say Ayuk has 43 snaps against the Vikings, well, how many offensive plays do we have? Do we have 50? We have 60? We have 70? That's what kind of affects it. My assumption would be if we had 72 snaps again against the Vikings next week, I think Ayuk would go from 43 to 51, 52. And that's better for the 49ers. Obviously, you want your $30 million a year wide receiver out there catching passes, not dropping them. But he didn't play bad. And Shanahan said the same thing. You know, they asked him, how do you think Ayuk played? He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't think he played bad. I think he was fine. I'll have to talk to him today. That's what Shanahan said. See how his condition, how his body feels. But I haven't talked to him yet, but I haven't heard anything from the trainers. So that's good. That's good. Mike, he says, do you guys think we'll bring back Breida? I don't think so. I mean, again, you look at your running back depth chart, assuming Christian McCaffrey doesn't play. I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying assuming. Jordan Mason, Isaac Grindo was the first to go in. And then you've got Patrick Taylor Jr., who's kind of your all-purpose guy. If it's a running play, I think you're going to see Grindo. If it's like a long passing situation and we got to get a running back in, it'd be Patrick Taylor Jr. Then you got Keyshawn Vaughn, who's played with us before too. So you've got four guys, plus Kyle Juszczyk, plus Debo. I don't think you need two running backs on the practice squad personally. Obviously, I guess the Niners don't either. They just made their transaction. They brought in more tackle depth and released a defensive end. So Dave, he says 72 offensive plays and only 32 points. We suck. He's joking, being sarcastic. But, man, 30 points. You get 30 points, you win in the NFL. Them's the rules. So if you consistently score 30 points, that's pretty awesome. I don't remember what the NFL average is. I think it's like 19 or 20. It's like right around there. And so if you get all those over, man, anyway, take that for what you will. Let's see. Right before, I got a couple more things and some questions I got to tie up. But if you guys are going to, we got our first event this year. Oh, I'm so excited. Flying out Friday morning. I'll be in Minnesota. I hope you guys come out there with us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're going to be at the 49ers rooftop. The Crave rooftop downtown, 825 Hennepin from 2 to 6 p.m. Saturday. Kids are free with a ticketed adult. We had to rent out the venue. Definitely not cheap. So, yeah, we do have to sell tickets to help mitigate those costs. Otherwise, John Chapman's going to be losing his house. Miss Chapman's going to be mad at him. But go check that out. We do giveaways, trivia, all that stuff. It's going to be an absolute blast. Amazing venue, downtown Minneapolis. And then, of course, we've got our tailgate. Morning of, Purple Lot, one of the coolest spots. We were there last year. We have very limited spots left on this. So if you or you know somebody that wants to tailgate with us, we're not going to be selling walk-ups. We're just not going to be able to. I want to limit the number so that everybody has the great time and all that stuff. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go get your tickets. Oh, it's going to be freaking awesome. And if you can't make it to Minnesota, I get you. We're still doing at Seattle, at Tampa Bay, at Buffalo, and at Arizona. So we've got some fun ones there. Shout out to Sodia. She says, I'm going to be at that Tampa one, hopefully first of many. Oh, I can't wait to meet you. And as always, you see me out somewhere, please say hi. It was so cool catching up with people at the stadium this past week. It was so fun. It's always a good time. You guys are awesome. Dave, he says, everybody buy John a drink for his birthday this weekend. Not everybody. I'll slur too much on my show. That's what's up. Now, a couple other things I just want to say right here. Kyle Juszczyk is the long-term answer for this team. We need a future fullback on this team. Yeah, they're not too many. I would prefer to keep Kyle Juszczyk. That too was voted a team captain. Love what he does all across the board. He's just awesome. I'm staying away from that comment. Gav, thank you so much. And no, Grindo's not a fullback. I don't know where that started or who did that. I don't know. He's good at pass protection, but no, the 49ers have not even tried or attempted to put him there. He's nowhere near the size. I don't know where that got started, but it caught somewhere, and man, people keep running with it. No, that is not an option. Work on running back, big dog. I mean, he was drafted to be a kickoff returner. He couldn't even return kickoffs. We got Debo back there. Hopefully, we get Debo on less things. Let Debo be a wide receiver sometimes. Anyway, now Eric Sauber. I freaking like this dude. Played 19 snaps. Didn't play a lot. The Charlie Warner role. Dude was just paving the way for the run game so consistently. Now, you know, they tried to hit him on a seam route, Brock Purdy, and it got broken up. Like, I don't think that he's going to add much in the passing game. You throw him, he'll catch it, but not on seam routes, 30 yards downfield on a third down. So, but I liked it. Like, it's guys like that that just keep showing up for the 49ers that I think helps. Obviously, you got your stars. And the 49ers are peppered with just all pros and pro bowlers and whatever everywhere. But it's guys like Eric Sauber. It's, you know, Isaac Yiadom, George Odom, Spencer Burford coming off the bench. Those are the things that kind of stood out overall on tape. And I love that. Juwan Jennings. God, Juwan Jennings, so stinking good. Anyway, you guys are awesome. Hopefully, you guys enjoy this show. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., John and Ant show. If you got something you really want us to talk about, as always, reach out to us, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. But we'll get to what we can. So excited about that show tomorrow. Ant knows his stuff, and he's a film guru, kind of like, I don't think I'm a film guru, but he spends his time in the film, former coach. He knows what he's talking about, so I always learn from those shows. So check us out. That's going to do it for us today. You guys are the best. Episode, what number was it? 1,209 in the bag, and as always, stay strong, faithful. Want to say thanks for supporting today's show, and to take us out, we're going to go to a new song from Key Man. You know what it is. The quest don't stop. 49 the faithful when the rest don't fly. Riding for the team that we love on God. We don't lift them up till they up on top. Till we up on top. Since 46, keys all to the stick, we been in the mix. Take it to the zone, we been striking gold. That 49 away, winning Super Bowls. So many legends, shit the Hall of Fame.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.